I'm cheating a little bit. It's not so much a neologism as a word that never quite caught on, but is new to me, tremendously useful, and perhaps a word that I'd like to fight for the defense of, which is the word homophily. So homophily is a word that was coined, near as we can tell, in 1954 by a pair of sociologists who were trying to explain a very common and very old incident in social science, which is basically that birds of a feather flock together. The simple way to think about it is that you are more likely to know, spend time with, share intimate secrets with, marry, or have lunch with people who have common socio-ethnographic or even values in common with you. And this is a really old idea. Plato in Phaedrus observes that birds of a feather flock together. And it's something that's actually been pretty central to social science research from the early 20th century. And it seems like a word that we should have a word for. So this pair of sociologists coined it in 1954. And in the social sciences, the word homophily is pretty common and pretty well understood. But it's real hard to find outside of the academic literature, despite the fact that it's actually extremely useful in general.
Ethan, do you think that the internet is moving towards homophily, against it?
I think that the internet has more potential than any other invention in humankind to break down homophily and allow us to build relationships with people who are extremely different from us. I think, however, our natural tendency is to find people who've got similar backgrounds to our own and to take their recommendations and their directions. So I think that we can use the net to fight homophily, but only if we first of all recognize it, realize why it can be a trap in our thinking or a problem for our thinking, and then actually take steps to look for voices of people with radically different backgrounds than our own.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with me.